This is the Engines of Our Ingenuity, made possible by the friends of KUHF Houston.
Today, we straighten crooked bones. The University of Houston's College of Engineering presents this series about the machines that make our civilization run and the people whose ingenuity created them. Dr. John Guggenheim suits me up and leads me into an operating room. The small leg of a 7-year-old boy protrudes from surgical linens on the table. His deformed foot bends at a right angle. All his life he's limped about on the side of that twisted foot. Until now, his deformity might have been altered by conventional surgery, but it couldn't be eliminated. "He's such a sweet boy," says the scrub nurse, readying his leg for a new kind of surgery. A technician wheels in carts full of parts, like a big erector set. Guggenheim finds a 1/16-inch wire, fits it into a drill, and he begins. He drills the pointed wire through skin, muscle, and bone of the lower leg. He selects a second wire and drills it through at right angles to the first. He picks up 2 half rings made of a carbon fiber composite material, light and strong. It's the same material they use to make stealth bombers, but now we're repairing bodies, not destroying them. From the rings, he fashions a wheel. The wires are its spokes. He tensions them to 240 pounds. Now he repeats the process at the ankle. Then he connects the rings with adjustable rods parallel to the leg. Soon he has an external cylinder anchored to the bone. He calls this exoskeleton an external fixator. Gavril Ilizarov, a Jewish doctor in Siberia, invented it in 1951. Ilizarov had to work far from Russian seats of power, but his method nevertheless managed to take root in Russia and then Italy. During the mid-80s, it reached the rest of Europe and America. It's been widely accepted in the West only since the 1990s. I recently happened to meet an Azerbaijani emigre, a petroleum engineer. "Oh, yes," he said. "Ilizarov was my mother's relative. We had many open fractures in the oil fields. After Ilizarov's surgery, workers walked again right away." I'd wondered what kind of magic this was, and now I'm finding out. Guggenheim works steadily for 3 hours. He follows his own careful but minimal sketches taped to the wall. He assembles some 150 parts into a machine that encompasses the whole foot and lower leg. It's equipped with screw adjustments and universal joints. He'll send the boy home in this device. The parents will move the screws a quarter turn a few times a day, according to Guggenheim's specifications. Ilizarov found that bone regenerates under tension. This structure will slowly draw the bones out so they can grow into a normal arrangement. The boy will keep limping, but less each day. He'll walk normally in 6 months. I leave the operating room thinking about the opera, Amal and the Night Visitors. Lame Amal, visited by the Magi as they travel to the manger, is miraculously healed. The word magi comes from the same root as magic, and I have seen the magic that will make this Amal walk again. I'm John Leinhardt at the University of Houston, where we're interested in the way inventive minds work.